once again, in that period, the sichus of the Rebbe, the focus on Mashiach became somewhat more overt and intensified. So you had the sicha of Shlach, which mostly, you know, dealt with the Meraglim and so on. But at the end, the Rebbe spoke very strongly about how. Spoke very strongly about the imminence of Mashiach's arrival. The Rebbe also, in that the Sicha, made an interesting observation in explaining the role of the Meraglim in preparing. The Rebbe explains it that the Meraglim that Moshe sent actually were successful in their mission. But they messed things up by adding to things that were not part of their mission. But the part that Moshe sent them to do, they actually, Rebbe explains that spiritually, they actually accomplished. So along the way, one of the things that Rebbe explains is why they had to be the leaders of each of the tribes, had to be sent. Because each tribe, was going to have and they had to, well, traverse the entire land, because at that time, it wasn't yet known which part of Eretz Yisrael would go to which tribe. That only was revealed later through the lottery. So what happened is they had to familiarize themselves with the various types of terrain and various environments in order to prepare their tribe for life in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe says this in the footnote. He says specifically that that as part of preparation for adapting to a new land and a new environment, each tribe would have to adopt a lifestyle while still in the desert that would be suited to the area in which they would be, in which they would inherit. So it's very interesting that it is a pretty overt allusion to the idea of that our job at this point in Galus is to begin adapting a Geula lifestyle. Whereas you need to make not only conceptual adjustments and spiritual justice, but literally, you know, adjusting our lifestyles to, as the Rebbe says, that in order to prepare for a new life, you need to begin in advance already adopting that new lifestyle.